Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Oklahoma Gen X invites you to go out and check how the many OSU bred wheat varieties are looking at the OSU wheat variety field plots. There's a map of the replicated field trials at the OSU wheat website, as well as the videos of the Altus and Chickasha wheat variety field tours. See the videos and the map at wheat.okstate.edu. And now you can also call your local extension office for directions to the wheat variety plots nearest you. Learn more about all the OSU wheat varieties by going to okgenetics.com.
Well, today's cattle futures, much like we've been seeing over the last couple of days, with the front end really strong here at a discount to where the cash trade's currently trading. The June live cattle closed up the limit, it looks like, or the last trade anyway was up the limit. I don't have the official closure just yet, but $97.17. There was some 120 cash trade today on a few head, 1,000 head or less. And that sounds good and everything, but again, a lot of people can't get cattle sold. August, the next month out, up 75 at 97.75. The October up 5 at $100 even. Feeder cattle, similar action here with the May, the front month up 80, 124.60. The August down 35 at 130.70. And September down 20 at 132.32. Boxed beef at midday continues to slide off its highs. Choice was down $14. At $436.80, select down $13.28 at $424. Technically speaking here, we're right in line with those 20 and 50-day moving averages. We're actually still above both of them. So some people would argue from a technical perspective, the market is still in a bullish trend here, believe it or not. On the live cattle, we're above both of them on the June, above the 50 and the 20-day, and they're actually about to cross. So there are some really good things happening here in the cattle with the cash trade leading the way.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
The grain markets today, corn was steady to two higher, beans a half higher, wheat mixed anywhere from one higher to two lower, and then the cotton futures up 34, currently out in December at 58.10. That's really held together pretty well in the December cotton. And again, we're just like in the cattle, we're actually above the 20 and 50-day moving averages, which is the average closing price over the last 20 and last 50 days. Some people view those as technical indicators that give you an idea of what the trend's doing. As long as you're above that, people argue the trend's up. The other side of it on the cotton is the large ending stocks projected at 7.7 million bales. That's a really big number, and with lack of China buying to suck up that extra supply. And as ongoing economic issues come about here, the stock market continues to be pretty volatile. It's actually unchanged right now, but it's been as much as 200 lower. The Federal Reserve and government policy has become a supportive thing for the stock market, as every time it sells off, there is some sort of additional funding that becomes available to save or bail out different parts of the economy. So it looks like right now, with all the unemployment, 22 to 24 million people unemployed, the stock market's actually held in there really, really well.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.